Hello and welcome to an international break edition of the Clutch Football Podcast. I'm James Martin and I'm joined as ever by Fabio Duarte. This will just be a short one from us, but it's a chance to check in on last week's tips and offer a couple of potential international accumulators. Fabio, you know how much I love non-tournament international football, so thanks for suggesting this.
It's all right.
So we'll start by just having a quick look at last week's tips. We had Fred on the podcast, and to be honest, he put me to shame. I didn't have my best ever week, but Fred started off strongly. Everton against Brighton, he went for Calvert-Lewin to have a headed shot on target. That came off with when Calvert-Lewin opened the scoring with his head. It also started well for me, to be fair, because I had Calvert-Lewin anytime goal scorer, so that came in at 13 to 10. But that was about it for me. It went downhill from there. My wild card of Brighton to win was a long way off. How did you get on in that game?
Yeah, I also had my value tip come in. I had over 2.5 goals at 10 to 11 in that one. So three for three from us. I had Leandro Trossard to score anytime, 4-1. Wasn't too far off. He had a shot that Pickford should have dealt with, but that ended up going in, not from him.
Yep, that was unlucky. You win some, you lose some, I suppose. Everton, of course, have brought someone in on loan, haven't they? I think it's Robin Olsen from Roma, so that could be an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think Pickford's going to hold on to his shirt for too much longer.
No, you wouldn't have thought so. Certainly with a couple more errors like that, you'd imagine Ancelotti would give Olsen a go. But anyway, the next game we looked at was Leeds against Manchester City. I mean, it's quite depressing running through them for me now at this point because it's just loss after loss from my perspective. This is my first poor week, but there you go. I went with City minus one, and of course Leeds managed to draw in an impressive performance. City went 1-0 up early doors. I thought, here we go, I'm in business. But Leeds performed better than I thought. City performed worse than I thought. So no joy there. Wild card of a Leeds penalty. They actually had a really good shout, I thought, towards the end of the first half, but they didn't appeal very strongly. Nothing came of it. There were penalties in a lot of the games this weekend, but I picked the wrong one. So no luck there at 5-1. How about you?
Yeah, no luck for me either. I had Mahrez anytime goal score at 6-4. I didn't come off, and my wild card was over 5.5 goals. That was miles off. Fred came quite close with his, actually. I think he had Leeds to win, both teams to score, something like that.
That was it.
Yeah, so he came the closest from us three.
Yep. And similar story for me, at least, in Manchester United against Spurs. I mean, I don't really want to dwell on this. I went with under 2.5 goals. That was a part of both of my tips, which obviously ended up being even further away than your over 5.5 goal shout in the last one. So no luck for me.
I went for Kane anytime scorer at 9-5, so that went well. Kane first goal scorer at 5-1, that didn't come off. I didn't think Son would play. Most people didn't. So with him on the pitch, maybe I wouldn't have tipped it.
Yeah.
Fred also backed Kane to score and a Tottenham win as his wild card, so that came off. And he also got the value tip right for this one, which was a penalty, which happened as quickly as you could have expected, really.
Yeah, very tidy performance from him. Maybe he'll be allowed back on. Maybe we should replace me with him after last week's showing. But I'm still up more than 50% on my value tips, so it's worth listening on the whole. You'll be pleased to hear. But yeah, so that rounded off the match list. I don't think anyone had any joy with their overall wild cards, did they?
No, I mean, I came relatively close. I had James Ward-Prowse to score from outside the box at 8-1. He had an indirect free kick, which he overhit and ended up getting tipped over the bar. So for a second, I thought that might come off, but.
Yeah, unlucky on that one. I had an overall wild card treble, which two out of three legs came in. Wolves and Southampton, as I said, were both very good value, but the punt in there was always going to be Brighton, and sadly, I'm repeatedly guilty of underestimating Everton, so that fell down at that point.
Next week should be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've lined up an Everton fan, so that could be, as you say, entertaining. So we'll move on to the international fixtures. Basically, how we're going to do this, we're doing an accumulator each just of results, and then we're going to run through a few potential goal scorers as well. So, Fabio, why don't you kick us off with your results accumulator?
So first up, I've got Netherlands to beat Bosnia Herzegovina at 8-15. This one's just to add value to the accumulator, really. Bosnia were poor in their Euro qualifying. They finished fourth in their group behind Finland and Greece. And Netherlands are very much a team on the up. I think it should be a fairly easy win for the Netherlands here.
Yeah, I'll jump in at this point just because they're in my accumulator as well. But just one thing to note, of course, it's a new manager now with Frank de Boer coming in to replace Ronald Koeman. But I think if de Boer can re-find his mojo anywhere, it's probably the Dutch national side, just with the way he plays and everything. He did so well at Ajax. I think that could be an interesting one to watch.
Koeman came into the Netherlands job off the back of quite a poor showing at Everton, and he did well with them. So I think his similar style of football should work
Yeah,
out well.
that's a good point, actually. What did you make of Koeman to Barca, just to sidetrack a little bit?
Surprised to say the least, but they do like to appoint former players. So I don't know how well this one will work out.
Yeah, like you say, it's they do have a bit of a penchant for going for the former players. They've had varying successes, obviously Guardiola being the biggest success, but I don't see it going quite like that. But I do think he could surprise a few people there, but we'll see how it goes. Sorry, carry on with your accumulator.
Next up, I've got Portugal to beat France, 14 to 5. So Portugal played really well in their last two internationals, 4-1 win over Croatia and a 2-0 win over Sweden. They've created loads of chances in those. They've got a lot of attacking options right now. And I'd say that this side is better than one Euro 2016. Another thing to note is that Portugal tend to perform well against the better sides. It's often sides that they're expected to beat where they struggle. So I think they'll play well against France.
Yeah, I'm not going to contradict you on a Portugal tip. You've been watching them more avidly than I have for obvious reasons. I mean, France are a great side. That doesn't need saying. But yeah, if you think that's value, then I'll take your word for it.
And to finish off, this is the big one. I've got a double chance in here. Ukraine forward slash draw against Germany.
Ooh.
Ukraine topped their Euro qualifier group ahead of Portugal. They played really well in those games. So far, Germany have given up the lead twice in their Nations League group games. They lost it late on to Spain. Against Switzerland, they drew 1-1 as well. And I think Ukraine are not to be underestimated here. 12-5 isn't too bad for a double chance.
Fair enough. That definitely adds some value to it, as you say. I mean, they're underdogs for a reason, but they topped the group in a strong group with Portugal in. So, yeah, it could happen. I like how you're thinking with that one.
So if you want to bet on all three of those, they come in at 19 to 1.
I'll run you through mine now. I've actually gone for a fourfold, but handily one of them was the Netherlands. So I just have three more to quickly run through. I've actually gone outside Europe for one of them, which is Colombia to beat Venezuela at 4-9. So it's the start of the World Cup qualifiers in South America. Plenty on the line in that respect. It is a long process, but they'll want to get off to a good start. And on paper, you would say they have a significantly stronger squad. So that coming in at 4-9 seemed like decent, just boost to the Acca odds, really.
Yeah, I'd definitely back Colombia to win there. So I think that's good for an accumulator.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth backing on its own necessarily, but in a similar way to the Netherlands, it's just one that plumps things up a bit. 19 to 20, meanwhile, I've gone with Norway versus Romania, Norway to win there. There's a bit of a golden generation in Norway right now. Ødegaard, who's been talked about for a long time, of course, he's now a proper feature in the Real side. There's obviously Haaland ripping it up at Dortmund, even Sørloth, who has excelled since he flopped a bit at Palace. So that there's a real lot of talent there. So nearly even seems good, do you reckon?
Yeah, I had a look at this one too. And if I had to pick a side, I'd definitely go for Norway.
And then the big one for me, this adds the most value. It's not necessarily two teams I expected to be tipping, but it's Albania to win away at Kazakhstan, which comes in at 11-8. This is a proper international break bet, this is. So Kazakhstan lost at home to Belarus, who Albania beat away from home. They do have one of their bigger names missing in Erik Hüsay, but 11-8 seems decent given that I've honestly not heard of any of the Kazakh squad. So purely on that basis, I would fancy Albania.
Yeah, I'm going to have to trust you on this.
Yeah, so obviously on the Premier League tips, we're coming with a little bit more knowledge than we are there, but on the whole, these all seem like reasonable tips. And if you're set on betting during the international break, those could be some of the ways to go. And my three come in at a combined 9.5-1 if you're doing an acca on that. We've also had a quick look at individual goal scorers. Who have you picked out, Fabio?
Right, so my first goal scorer is Romelu Lukaku, anytime scorer against England at 7-4. He's got a very good goal scoring record for Belgium. He's played against a lot of this England team before in the Premier League. England were very defensive in the last two internationals, and Southgate will be under pressure to be more offensive. And I think that might play into Belgium's hands, and specifically Lukaku's.
Yep, another duplicate tip there. I've said the same thing. Good stat for you, though. England actually haven't conceded in a year, almost to the day. But they've not really played anyone of particular note in that run. And like you say, that's also mounting pressure on Southgate to show a bit more attacking intent. Lukaku has scored in two of his first three this season for Inter. So, yeah, you'd expect Belgium to score with Lukaku being a likely source.
Yeah, I think it's definitely good odds at 7-4.
For sure. What else have you gone with?
The next one is a bit out there, but it's Sergio Ramos' anytime scorer against Switzerland at 11-4. His recent goal scoring record for Spain is very good, especially for a centre back. 13 goals in his last 32 caps. He got a brace against Ukraine in his last game, and crucially, he takes penalties for Spain.
Yeah, that's always the key when you're looking at Ramos for the goal scorer markets. He's one of the very few defenders on penalties. So, yeah. Decent shout.
If you want to back both of those in the accumulator, that comes in at 9-1. Hasn't currently got odds up, but it's Haaland to score against Romania. He's got 3 goals in 4 caps for Norway, 5 in 5 for Dortmund this season, and Romania have been involved in some high-scoring games recently. So if Norway are going to score, I think Haaland's definitely the most obvious goal scorer.
Yep, you've only left me with one tip here because I also backed Ireland. I'll just do mine. This is unfortunate because my mainstream ones were Lukaku and Haaland. So all you've left me with is my massive punt. So yeah, I've gone really rogue on this one. It's Robert Bozenic to score for Slovakia against Scotland. I know what you're thinking. Who is he? Well, I'll tell you now. He is a youngster at Feyenoord. He was only off Slovakia's bench in their last game, but he does seem to be first choice to lead the line in general. The thinking here, there is some thinking. Scotland will have expended the big effort in their Euro 2021 playoff semi with Israel, which is just a few days before, and they're notoriously leaky defensively. So by the time this one rolls around in the Nations League, I would expect Slovakia to have some joy. And just purely looking at the last few games, it looks like Bozenic could be a likely source of those goals.
Yeah, I like the thought behind it. Scotland haven't been particularly good recently. You're right, I don't know who that is. It's not often you're going to catch me out with a player I've not heard of. But all the reason behind it makes sense. So if he's any good, I'm sure he's got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's the punt of the three, but you stole my other two. So there you go. I'm left with Bozenic. And on that somewhat unlikely end, I think that pretty much brings us to the end of our international break edition of Clutch Football from Serving Up Clutch. Remember, you can follow Serving Up Clutch on Twitter at Serving Up Clutch. Check out the new tennis podcast while you're there. For now, I've been James Martin. He's been Fabio Duarte. Thanks for listening.